Following the death of George Floyd, lists of Black-owned businesses popped up on social media around the country. The idea behind these lists is to give consumers a way to support people of color in their communities with their wallets. One list going around in New Hampshire has about 70 businesses on it, from restaurants and salons to building contractors and consultants. NHPR's Todd Bookman spoke with some of the entrepreneurs on that list about running a company here and about how experiencing racism has shaped their outlook.
Lionel Loveless first heard about the list of Black-owned businesses in New Hampshire on social media, and he was genuinely surprised by the number. He and his husband own two antique shops on the seacoast. Loveless would have guessed way lower, given what his own industry looks like.
In the antique world around here, there's not many African Americans. So I'm kind of like a unicorn in a sense.
Loveless describes a feeling of isolation, but also a sense that he's under the spotlight as a Black business owner in New Hampshire. Many of his customers, largely white, largely older, often seem taken aback when they see him behind the counter. Occasionally, they won't do business with him. Occasionally, they've been hostile. It's changed how he operates his antique business, like when he does a house call.
If we get a call to go to someone's house to, you know, look at their items, my husband feels the need to tell those people, hey, I'm coming with my Black husband, because we just don't know how people are going to react.
Since the death of George Floyd, Loveless says some of his white customers have made a point of expressing support for him. Some of those conversations go well. Others feel more like training sessions.
One woman made a comment to me about, you know, she doesn't see color, and I had to explain to her. I was like, I understand that. I understand you saying you don't see color, but I need you to see my color. I need you to see my color so you understand my pain and my fear.
Uncomfortable conversations aren't unusual. John Dye is a one-on-one personal trainer in Portsmouth. Dye says a lot of his customers will first reach out over the phone, not necessarily aware that he's Black.
They're all happy and giggling and smiling and joking for a half hour on the phone, and then when I see him in person, it's a two-minute conversation.
In the past few months, Dye's been asked to participate in Black Lives Matter events, to stand in front of largely white audiences and share his experience. So far, he's declined those invitations, not because he doesn't support the movement, but because he's just not sure what it would mean for his livelihood.
The one thing I'm skeptical, a little nervous about is hanging my ass out there and being vocal, because I've been asked to speak at multiple things, and I'm not sure what kind of blowback I'd get for my business. So I hate that I have to be quiet.
In the far southwestern corner of the state, in the small town of Winchester, Robert Patton Spruill has also found times when he's had to remain quiet. Patton Spruill and his brother own New England's Sweetwater Farm and Distillery. They've got a tasting room right on Main Street. It makes him visible, for better or worse.
There's a guy who had an old Ford Bronco that had the Confederate flag on it, and his horn was tuned to play the song Dixie. He would drive, and there's a stoplight right in front of my business. He would drive, sit at the stoplight, look over at me, and beep the horn and play Dixie at me, and it happened every day. For the first 2.5 years I was there.
Patton Spruill says he never said anything. To him, it was just the byproduct, the unwanted side effect of living as an African American in a rural place.
My whole life was shaped by racism in a way that made me feel that the only way for me to succeed and to survive was to push through it, ignore it when I could, and always prove to be better than everybody else. It has always been my solution to dealing with it.
Patton Spruill's business, which depends on foot traffic and tourists stopping in for samples, has dried up in the pandemic. And that list of Black-owned businesses hasn't made much of a difference.
You know, I've just seen 90% of my sales deteriorate. I haven't seen anyone charitably buying craft liquor. So I have not really seen a direct benefit of being a Black business.
Other companies, though, have seen an uptick, at least in visibility. Lisa Carter runs Drinkwater Productions, LLC. It's a digital marketing company based in Exeter. She says if somebody reaches out and mentions that they found her through the list.
I make the statement, it's great to connect, first of all, right? And secondly, understand that that list is wonderful. It should have been done prior to the time that we're in now. But also understand that as an African-American business owner, I don't want you to do business with me because of the color of my skin.
For Carter, that list, the entire Black Lives Matter movement, they're about putting everyone on what she calls an equal platform, an equal plateau.
I want you to be able to view me on the same plateau you would any marketing agency.
Carter is glad the list exists. She's hoping it helps her. And one day, she'd like to see a lot more businesses on it. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.